Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless God for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah. Today is the 15th day, the middle of the month of November. We appreciate you, Lord, for your protection. We appreciate you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We appreciate what you have done for us. Thank you for the beginning of another week. Thank you because of your grace abiding upon our lives. It can only be God. We thank you so much. We appreciate you. Beloved, as you are hearing me now, wherever you are hearing me from, just take a time and say, thank you, Jesus, 14 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for making us to see the next, another beautiful day. Today is the 15th day of the month of November, year 2021. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous. We bless your name. We give you all glory, all honor, all adoration. In the next 35 days, oh, it will be like if, in the next 45 days, it will be like if the whole year has already gone. And that is it. Yekos kumiyo muratus tibiakanda. Egeloso paraboroboa. Esendele baraba. 1 month and few weeks, the whole year has gone. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. We pray for more protection, that you will protect all of us. You will secure us under your guidance. You will shower your protection and let your head, your fire, barricade our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to take any songs of praises you love yourself to appreciate this great God, to appreciate the awesome God. Awesome God, awesome God, mighty God, mighty God. We give you praise, awesome God. Oh, you are highly lifted high, awesome God. You are highly lifted high, mighty God. Ah, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we are going to pray some prayers now. And these prayers is directed against projected arrow. Arrow that have been projected into the life of people. Arrow of infirmity. Arrow of bondage. Arrow of disappointment. Arrow of captivity. Arrow of untimely death. Arrow of tragedy, arrow of sorrow. That is why we are going to pray these prayers. There are 7 of them. I want you to get ready as we begin to pray. Say, every projected arrow directed into my blood, go back to the sender. Every evil projected arrow directed into my blood, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every projected arrow directed into my blood, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every projected infirmity programmed into my bones. In the name of Jesus, every projected infirmity programmed into my bones. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, poison of the serpent, poison of the scorpion inside my blood, lose your power. There, in the name of Jesus, poison of the serpent, poison of the scorpion, inside my blood, lose your power. There, lose your power. There, lose your power. There, lose your power. There, in Jesus' name. I want you to wear the garment of a warrior. Beloved, this is the last days. You cannot do but pray, and your prayer must be fire. Your prayer must carry power. Your prayer must not be an asking prayers. Your prayer must not be a cold prayer. Your prayer must be a fire for fire. Your prayer must carry the power of Holy Ghost. Your prayer must carry the missile. Reverse kataka. Pray this prayer. Say, any power attacking me in the dream, there, in the name of Jesus, any power attacking me in the dream, there, there, in Jesus' name, praise. Any personality using witchcraft to cage me, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any personality using witchcraft to cage me, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any personality using witchcraft to cage me, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any personality using witchcraft to cage me, be disgraced, be disgraced. Aha. Shekotu idialo kotika. Any personality using witchcraft to cage me, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced. Any personality using witchcraft to cage me, hey, liskopia rakita, be disgraced in Jesus' name. We pray. Aha. Arrow of silent killers in my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of silent killer in my body, go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Wicked arrow, fire from the village against me, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Wicked arrow, fire from the village against me, go back to your sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft arrow, fire from envious enemy against my life, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft arrow, fire from envious enemy against my life, go back to your sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, voices from the grave, I am not your candidate. There, in the name of Jesus. Voices from the grave, I am not your candidate. There, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Every covenant and soul tie with the dead, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant and soul tie with any dead relative, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant and soul tie with any dead relation, every covenant and soul tie with the dead person in my family, break in Jesus' name, pray. Say, you, the voice from the shrine, in the name of Jesus, you, the voice calling my name from the shrine, there, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lay your hand upon your chest. Say, agent of sickness in my body, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Agent of sickness in my body, get out, get out, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, stone of death in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Stones of death in my body, get out, get out, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh my God, look at something is going on. The arrow is going back to the sender now. That fellow, they shot you in the dream. Somebody shot a bullet against you in the dream. I command the bullet to return back to the sender. Yes. Aha. It's going back to their head. Every dog bite, I command it to lose its hold over your life. Katiskopa kata. You, that power feeding that sister regularly in the night to plant sickness into our body, from today, begin to feed yourself. Never you have any power over again, over her again, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, we've been talking about dealing with captivity, and I want to round it up today. I want to round it up today, so I want you to listen to me very well. Look at Job chapter 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Always remember, the Lord turned. It is only God that can turn captivity. When I see people going up and down, going to places they should not go, some of them will go to the river to go and bathe in the river, throw their cloth into the river, throw this into the river, go to the shrine. There's no power that can turn your captivity in the river. No power that can turn your captivity in the shrine. The only power that can turn captivity away is the power in the name of Jesus. Is the power, the Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. It's the Lord that can turn captivity. It is nothing. Don't go anywhere. Seek to prayer. Captivity shall be turned away.
The Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. When the captivity is broken in your life, you will get double, triple blessing. That is what we are talking about. The Bible says, when the captivity of the people of Zion, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. That is what we are talking about. The Bible says something that not so much in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captive and to the recovery of the sight to those who are blind and set in liberty those who are bruised. Preaching the liberty, preaching the message, preaching deliverance to the captive. Everyone listening to me now that is inside one cage or the other, may you be free now as I'm preaching, as I'm speaking, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go, Pierre Kata. I want you to know that all the scripture we have read now, you know, we can gather a lot of lessons. But let me just give you seven for today. It is the Lord that turned captivity away from a person. A believer can also be in captivity. is a believer is going to heaven, but his marriage can be in captivity. His body can be in captivity, you know. There are believers who are easy in dream, and that's captivity. Three, God can take your enemy unaware. Before your enemy will realize what is happening, God has already delivered you. You have already escaped. Captivity bow to prayer, like I told you yesterday. God can give double or triple blessing back to you that have been stolen from you by captivity. Captivity can be held in captive. Captivity is an internal chain. You should understand that. It's an internal chain. It's a terrible thing. I'm going to say it again. It is a terrible thing. Captivity is a terrible thing. Captivity is what I call high level of wickedness. You know, we live in the world of wickedness. And when you see captivity, you will know this is high level of wickedness. No wonder the Bible says, the thought I have toward you is a thought of good and not of evil, but will give you expected end. Captivity will not give you freedom. Captivity will not allow you to operate according to God's agenda. Captivity will limit someone. Captivity puts embargo on people's life. Captivity will render life useless and miserable. There are many people who have committed suicide. It's because of captivity. But today, I am standing upon the broken word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be free in the name of Jesus Christ. One thing I need to tell you today before I round up this topic. I want you to know that in the realm of the spirit, captivity is a state of affliction. No wonder Psalm 68 verse 18, very good psalm. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gift for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Hey, wonderful. Thou hast ascended on high. That is Lord Jesus Christ. Thou has led captivity captive. Is referring to an entity, power, not captivity. But there is higher power that can put captivity into captive. There is higher power that can put captivity into bondage. That's what the Bible is saying. So captivity is a position of terrible hardship. It's a situation that is contrary, like I told you yesterday, contrary to your well-being. It's a situation that brings sorrow, trouble. It brings evil thing into the life of people. That is what we call captivity. Captivity is when your body cannot rest until it commits sin. Captivity is a state of wickedness. Captivity is a satanic injection into your body. When you have destructive habit and you are glued to it, it's captivity. You are addicted to something that is not good. Addicted to alcohol, addicted to smoking, addicted to pornography, addicted to this one, you cannot stay. It's captivity. Captivity is anything that is working against your advancement. It makes people to fall from grace to grass. Captivity is anything that retards or stagnates your progress. Do you know that captivity in the realm of the spirit is like the rod of the wicked? It can keep people under subjection. But there are things that people do. There are things that strengthen captivity in our lives. And you need to know that. There are things that strengthen captivity in the life of people. There are things people will do. There are things that is in the life of people that strengthen captivity. And I want you to know that when these kind of things are there and you don't deal with it, oh, it will begin to attack. Evil foundations strengthen captivity. Evil name strengthen captivity. Your name is for your identification. Your name reveals something about you. Your name is so important to your destiny. So it can bring captivity into your life if your name is glorified evil. Sexual bondage bring captivity into your life. These are things you must deal with. You must deal with it. Anything that will strengthen captivity must be broken. Anything that will strengthen captivity must be broken. Captivity is not a good thing at all. It must be destroyed. Many people can be forced into it. Some people, they enter into it by inheritance. Some people, they enter into it by their decision. Some enter into it unconsciously. Just because, one way or the other, they do not understand the secret of captivity. Evil association will strengthen captivity. Evil association will strengthen captivity. So you need to understand all this. All this. I pray that God will help us and God will deliver us in Jesus' name. Get ready. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. We are about to pray now. If you are here, you are constantly hearing strange voices, you find that you are addicted to something, that thing is evil, that thing is bad, but you cannot detach yourself, you need help. That is why you have to pray the next prayer very well. Talis Kuparakata. Seven prayers. I will pray number 1, 2, 3, then we'll pray on the water in your hand. Say, power of captivity, loose your hold over my life. In the name of Jesus, power of captivity, loose your hold, 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 loose your hold over my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Power of captivity, assigned to stop me, loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, power of captivity, assigned to stop me, loose your hold, 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 loose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. Ayakatin Galia Barakata. Say, ancient gate blocking my laughter. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, ancient gate blocking my laughter. Yeah, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Bring your oil or your water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this oil. We pray that the power of Holy Ghost will enter into this oil. The blood of Jesus will enter into the oil, will enter into the water. The fire of deliverance will enter into this oil and enter into this water. The oil and the water shall become instrument of power, instrument of deliverance, instrument that will break the yoke of captivity. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Anoint your head. Say, evil cloud over my head, clear away in the name of Jesus. Evil cloud over my head, clear away in the name of Jesus. Evil cloud over my head, clear away in the name of Jesus. Evil cloud over my head, clear away in Jesus' name we pray. Say, power planning sorrow for my destiny. Powers planning sorrow for my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Say, every rod of the wicked attacking my life, break Repataka. Break in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Anoint your stomach.
Yes, Kedilika.
Say anything inside of me on assignment to kill me, come out now and die. Anything inside of me on assignment to waste my life, come out now and die. Give that prayer 10 minutes. Anything inside of me on assignment to waste my life, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there. Anything inside of me on assignment to waste my life, come out there, 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 come out there. In Jesus' name we pray. That is the way you pray this kind of prayers. Whatever has been programmed into your life, call it osau, call it fibrodo, call it anything, call it secret, call it virus, it will come out. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. When you shout in aggression, you conform with fire. It's fire for fire. As from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Confront anything that is not giving you peace. Confront anything that is resisting your movement. Confront anything that has not given you joy. Confront with power, remos katika, and you'll be free. Hekos kiromos karati. Anoint your hand, your two hands. Helos kumbra kele kere kere. Ezimiamo kumbra kala kasikacha. Ebiamoso. Say every rod of the wicked attacking my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every rod of the wicked attacking my progress, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two legs. Every rod of the wicked attacking my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every rod of the wicked attacking my progress, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Aha, there's somebody there. There's a serpent that coiled around your leg. That serpent has caught fire. Yes, shame do rikadiga. Yay. Aha. The hidden covenant between you and the serpent of your father's house is broken today. Every dedication to the water that is working against your marriage is broken today. Every dedication to the shrine that is working against your marriage is broken today. Somebody is listening to me. They have been calling from the village that you come and carry the idol that your grandfather carried. Yikus kiyamo pramus kindikaya. You must be on fire and pray very well. If not, so the idol will trouble you. Because your grandfather dedicated you when you have not born. So your grandfather has dedicated you before you were born. That every male child coming from that family will always be responsible to be a devotee of that idol. You need to pray aggressively. Look for a time to pray. Go for deliverance so that you can be free from the rage of this family idol. Shingilia mu pra asindu kumvra muskede kaya. Ambakundre bosuntu kaya. Thank you, Lord. Aha. Lord, I pray for everyone hearing me from far and near. Today, I declare you free from the yoke of captivity. Every mysterious power harassing you or oppressing you, I declare that you are free from them in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are here and you have been calling upon the name of the Lord for one thing or the other, may God attend to your prayers. May the yoke program into your marriage, program to your destiny, program into your life be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, the Almighty God said, I should tell you that you are going to laugh last and your testimony will appear. Wherever you are, just hit your stomach 3 times and say, oh God, my Father, answer me by fire. And you will see what God will do. Let's keep your own skin, yara barakata. I pray for as many people who are trusting God for one breakthrough or the other in their lives. I decree now, before the end of the month of November, may you experience that uncommon breakthrough May you experience favor that is not common. May you experience lifting that nobody has experienced to your family. In Jesus' name, pray. Please get back to me and let me know when God has answered you. I pray that all the prayer requests shall be answered and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. Beloved, it is time for all of us to know that this is the end time and we must wear the garment of prayer. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the weapon that the enemy is afraid of when you target them with it. The devil will not want you to pray. The enemy will not want you to pray. You must make up your mind to pray. It is not so easy for prayer to be going every night for past more than 1 year. It is just something that God must really put in our life. We must become an engine of prayer. We must move with force and with power to break the yoke in this last day. May the Lord protect us, guide us, protect our family, secure our life, and barricade us with the wall of fire. May the Lord laminate us with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. It is well with your family. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, just send an information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. Don't forget Psalm 91. Make sure you read it, and it's always very important. May God bless you. May God keep you. Don't forget to share it with your friend. Let them also enjoy what you have been enjoying. Let them also enter into the realm of power, and it is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you.